episode 393, Come As You Are.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? I got to tell you, I have been very excited to talk with you today and also sad at the same time. I actually, when I was thinking about what to talk on, it hit me to the core. And I got to tell you, a lot of tears were shed. And those tears were shed as I was sitting in our church service and just found myself thinking of you all over the world, each of you individually, how amazing that you are. Yet we question that. So today I want you to come as you are. And I want you to listen with an open heart. And I want you to understand really a little more deeply as to where Create Your Now may fit into your life, how I can better serve you, and the depth of where your life can go. Because a lot of what we do today, we live on the surface. Did you know a big game is happening today? Yes, if you are in the U.S., you definitely know about it. It is the Super Bowl number 50th Super Bowl. Whoop, whoop. Yes, you all know I am a big football fanatic. I love football. And we're celebrating two teams coming together. We've got the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos. Now, if you have no idea and you don't care about football, that's okay. We're not going to talk long about it. So stick around. You'll want to know. But if you haven't listened to episode 392 or you want some creative snacks and drinks to make, you want to check that out. Definitely go to the show notes. You can come on over to createyournow.com. All right. Now, come as you are. When we have these great celebrations, Christmases and birthdays, we have New Year's, we get the Super Bowl. And in some of you all actually around the world, you celebrate things too. I mean, in Canada, you have your own Thanksgiving time where, you know, it's different from where we celebrate here in the U.S. I mean, everywhere there are various celebrations. You have your own religious celebrations, depending upon your belief. And it's fantastic. But when you have those celebrations, how are you coming? Are you coming as a bold, confident, beautiful, enthusiastic, ready to say, yes, I'm here. I'm all in. I'm loving life. It is awesome. Or are you hiding? Are you kind of ducking underneath the covers or building up a wall, maybe even an emotional barrier? Because you really want people just to see the outside. You don't want to get any deeper with them. That kind of frightens me. And it scares me that we as women, and you dads too, as moms, that we set up barriers where we don't let anybody else in. One thing I've been learning here with Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, and learning in my journey is that you have to be willing to kind of step out. You got to be willing to come out from hiding and say, you know what? There's something more than just you, who you see. It's not just this Lee Press-On face that I put on every single morning. It's not just the curly hair maybe that I wear sometimes. But there's more. Come as you are. With the big party happening today, you guys may be going to some celebrations, right? Some maybe people are having you over and you're bringing food and everything. How is your attitude? Are you going as a team player where people really know who you are? Are you one who just shows what you want to show? I lived that life. And it wasn't necessarily a bad life to live, but it wasn't very comfortable. Because what happened is my family began to hurt over it. On the outside, I looked wonderful, well put together. No one would know that maybe I was hurting or that I had anger issues or that, you know, I was frustrated as a mom because dad wasn't home. He was always taking care of his career. This was earlier on when the kids and the children were much, much, much younger. And it was difficult because it was like living two different lives, the surface and then, oh, here's the real me. Come as you are. When you go to that party or you're hosting that party, how are you going? What's your attitude? Are you a team player? Or are you one who's like, no, I just can't. Or a way you do it is you make up an excuse. I'm not feeling too well. Honey, why don't you go ahead and go? The kids and I'll just stay here. Because you don't want to face anybody. So you hide. You have your own masquerade ball so nobody sees really who you are. What scares or frightens you about being you? Truly being you. You see, this big game is going to happen, and at the end of this big game, there's going to be a winner. And both teams are going to get a ring. And the cool thing about that ring is one's a champion ring, and one's not. It's just the ring that, yeah, it says Super Bowl 50 on it. And they get the opportunity to put different things on either side. Well, what would your ring say if you were not the winner? You know, God says something about it in Haggai 2:23. I will make you like a signet ring, a ring on my finger, says the Lord, for I have chosen you. You have been chosen. Yet in our real life here on earth, we're scared. We're frightened to be ourselves. We don't want to show anybody and we don't want to be vulnerable. We hide things like, well, yeah, emotionally, physically. Things just aren't working financially. You're struggling. Maybe you're having a difficult time putting food on the table. You're hurting. But you know what? You're still acting like everything is okay. Why? What scares you about being you? What are you afraid of facing? Because God already said, I have chosen you. You have a ring. You have the greatest Super Bowl ring ever. Because God's chosen you. Come as you are. He created you. So when all these celebrations are done and, you know, the Super Bowl is over and we have the winning team and you go home, what happens the next day? Do you stay hidden in your shell, protecting yourself? Or you're one who's saying, well, maybe I need to begin to step out. But Christiane, I'm still scared. I don't know what to do, where to go. As I was in church listening to our pastor preach, it hit me. Create Your Now is for women, primarily. Yes, men, I love you too, and you are more than welcomed here. But it was created for moms, for women that have a mission to create their now, to do what they were created to do by God Almighty and to impact this world. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. You want to make a difference. In order to make a difference, you have to start with yourself. Come as you are. Here at Create Your Now, you are in a safe place. We're here to love you in the good and the bad. It's a non-judgmental area. We all have struggles. I've opened up completely to you all, letting you know that I'm not perfect. I've struggled with other things in life. Yeah, perfectionism being one, anger being another. Having control. Doing things always the way I think they need to be done. But the world does not revolve around me. Come as you are. I really want you to know from the bottom and the depths of my heart that you are loved and welcomed here at Create Your Now. It is a safe place to come. It's a safe place to be vulnerable. In Romans 12:5, it says, we are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. I believe that. And with and in this world today, with technology, I mean, come on, seriously, you're listening to me and there are people around the world hearing this. That gives me goosebumps thinking about it. You've got a sister in another country that you haven't even met yet, but who's praying for you and loves you for who you are. Nothing more or nothing less. Come as you are. We all have room for growth. And my goodness gracious, sister, it is scary out there. It's scary putting yourself out there and revealing the true self. But I'm telling you, once when you begin to understand and learn and really reflect on who you are, and you begin to create your now, and you begin living out your purpose in life, there is just something indescribable, incredible, remarkable. Things change. The world seems to shift and move a different way. You are amazing. I want you to know that. I want you to feel that. I want you to know how much you're loved and how much compassion is here for each of you. Come as you are. When this game is all done in the Super Bowl, whether the Panthers win or the Broncos win, and I'm sure you have your pick. If not, pick your favorite color, blue or orange. That's a great way to play it. But at the end, when we see and we have the actual winner, they're all going to go their own separate ways. They're going to go home back to their teams, back to where they live. We're just seeing the surface when they play the game. We're not seeing all the sweat and the tears and the heartaches and the pain that they went through in their life to get to where they are, to being the top two teams in 2016 playing at Super Bowl 50. When you lay down at night, who are you? What's deeper within you that maybe you're afraid to acknowledge or you've been hiding for so long? And you just know that something's got to change. But you haven't, you did know the direction to go. And it comes up every once in a while in dreams or when you have 2.5 seconds of peace in the shower. Because we don't get that much, do we? No, we don't, moms. We do not get a lot of privacy. And they still find you in the shower, don't they? It comes back. It's like that it haunts us. Maybe this is your time. Come as you are. I will make you like a signet ring, a ring on my finger, says the Lord, for I have chosen you. You are chosen. You are chosen. Do we all have things to work on? Yes, we do. But until we begin to acknowledge where we are and love ourselves where we are and show compassion for ourselves, we can't extend that to anybody else. And that includes your sweetheart, your hubby, your wife, your children, your parents, your grandparents, your best friends, and those sisters that are listening to you now. It starts with you. Come as you are. If you've been wondering, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I know I need something. Come on over to Create Your Now. Let us sisters walk with you. Let us begin to come together. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. Romans 12:5. You're a sister of many sisters. And you are so loved. Don't be frightened. When you go off today to watch the game and you have time to spend with family and friends and you're cheering them on, think about who else you're cheering on. Yourself. It's not about all the stuff on the surface that counts. It's what's beneath. The deeper life. The good life. You. Come as you are. Go and inspire today. Because you are incredible. Be present in your day and come as you are. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.